In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of, not just the lost souls in general, but for the repose of the soul of John. On this feast of St. Martin, the reading, the lesson comes from the epistle of Blessed James the Apostle. Dearly beloved, blessed is the man who endureth temptation, for when he hath been proved, he shall receive the crown of life, which God hath promised him that love him. Let no man, when he is tempted, say that he is tempted by God, for God is not a tempter. Let him not say that he's been tempted by God. For God is not a tempter of evils, and he tempteth no man, but every man is tempted by his own concupiscence, being drawn away and allured. Then when concupiscence hath conceived, it brings forth sin. But sin, when it is completed, bringeth unto death. Do not err, therefore, my dearest brethren. Every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, with whom there is no change or shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us, and the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creature. And this concludes the epistle from the Blessed Apostle James. Please stand for the continuation of the Holy Gospel. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "No man lighteth a candle and putteth in a hidden place, nor under a bushel, but upon a candlestick. And they that come in see the light. And the light of the body is the eye. And if thine eye be single, thy whole body will be full of light. But if it be evil, thy body will also be darksome. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If then thy whole body be lightsome, having no part in darkness, the whole shall be lightsome, and the bright lamp shall enlighten thee." This concludes the Holy Gospel according to Luke. You may be seated. Today we have the feast of St. Martin of Tours. You know who St. Martin of Tours is? You should, because we preached about him just a couple of Sundays ago. I believe it was two Sundays ago, so you don't have to go that far back. Well, that's the story that I told of that great Roman soldier who did a kind act for that beggar upon the road. Remember that now? Barbara does, but nobody else does. That's all right. At least somebody does, of course, Joanne. So during this time, it's important for you to realize that Martin was often on journey too. Some of you are leaving directly from this Mass to go on a long journey to go do holy things. And so Martin went throughout the whole of Gaul, their central France, and to do holy things. He had a much more difficult time driving out the evil ones. You might indeed be going into lands which are far more dark than he, but they seem lighter on the outside. And so that's where the Gospel speaks to us, right? The Gospel speaks to us about what it's from the Matthew chapter 5, where Matthew is speaking about what? He's entering into this time, and he's saying, Jesus is speaking particularly about the Sermon on the Mount. And in that portion of the Sermon on the Mount, he's talking about how your whole of your life has to be lived within the life, to be lightsome, as it uses there, to be bright. It says, in Latin, it says, if the light of a person is simple, if the eye of a person is simple, simplex is what it uses right there. In our English translation, it said singular, meaning one. But it really means if it's simple. And I think that's an important word to directly translate from the Latin in that way. If your eye is simple. A lot of times what we try to do is we try to complicate things within life. We try to make things as complex as possible. We want to see them in the greatest detail that things are, and to come to know all the little factors. Men typically fall into this vice more than a woman does, because we're really focused on the details of concepts, of figuring things out. And as women, God has given you the great gift of naturally moving through intuition, where you grasp a thing usually by holes, which is why a man finds it so easy to fall into lust toward a particular body part, and why a woman finds that really hard, because she, of her own nature, takes in the whole of a person in a deeper way. And so that's how things work in a different way. And so our eyes should be simple. It's simple in the sense that we try not to take in mere specific aspects of things, but try to take in the whole of what something is. Not to delve so deeply into it that we get caught up and lost within everything, and we find every little detail which could be wrong in such a way, but rather to find what could indeed be right about a thing. That's what our Lord is talking about, the simpleness of our eyes, that we take in that which is good. Remember from another place within the teachings of St. Paul, where he says, what it is that we should dwell upon if we want God's peace to remain within us, if we want to be those who are living in the light of Christ. He says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is praiseworthy, whatever is good, if there be anything excellent or praiseworthy in something, then we are to dwell on those things. That's what our eye is supposed to take in. You might recall that we spoke about this earlier in the week when we were quoting one of the saints. I believe it was St. Therese. Actually, I think it was in Fort Sumner that you would have had to have been for that. So again, Barbara being the only one, unless other people are listening to the homilies online, where St. Therese reminded us of that very same thing, that we should seek to find what good that can possibly be found in another person. And so as you go upon your journey, to seek to have yourself be lightsome, as the word says, not darksome, to be looking at whatever it is there is good that you find within the trip, whatever it is good that you find within those who are your traveling companions, which sometimes can be a difficult thing, right? To not seek to find out, to nitpick somebody driving a little bit too fast, or somebody who's talking a little bit too fast, or somebody who's talking too much, or maybe somebody who's not contributing what they should in some way, but rather to see what good things are in aspects of each other. And in doing this, then you'll grow together not just as a family who happen to be related through blood and through marriage, but grow in a deeper way as a family of faith, leading one another deeper into the life of Christ, living it out as a family of faith. Remember, as we mention it so often, that as Catholics, we are the only people in the world for whom water is indeed thicker than blood. And so the water of baptism unites us far stronger than that bond of blood. And you who are going on this trip have both. So that should make you not more easily to attack one another or to find fault with one another, but actually that double bond of unity should bring you even more closely together. And may this trip find that way for you as well. So as a final note, I thought about giving you a beautiful hymn of the sequence, which is lost from our Mass, since we don't celebrate it that way anymore with this great sequence, but to stay with the scriptures that we have as they have relevance. As you go forward to seek to have everything within your experience of one another full of the light of Christ, when you go to these shrines, not just to be focused upon it there, but to be focused on how you're going to take the experience that you're having with that and live it out as a family together for the time that you have, and then hopefully bring some of that back to Father Burnaby when you come back, so that the whole of our parish is built up by the pilgrimage that you make on our behalf. St. Martin was this great saint who, at the end of his life, had done so many visits around his diocese, driven off out so many strongholds of the evil one, had literally broken down so many temples, cut down so many paganly sacred trees, which were offered to that of demons, and had brought so much faith to those who had lived their entire existence and the existence of their family before that in darkness, that when he was at his last breath, when he was there turning to the Lord, expiring at an old age, exhausted from everything, his companion said, "No, please don't leave us. You have so much more to do. You're the one who gave us life. Please stay with us longer." And even though he was tired, and even though he was ready to go to God, even though he could think of nothing greater than be freed from the burdens of this life and the darkness that is here, so that he could see Christ as he has seen itself, as the scripture says, "In light you will see light itself," to know the very splendor of God. He then turned to them and he said, "For your sake, I will pray this, that if the Lord desires me to stay here, then I will endure more, then I will suffer more, then I will go through more with you all. It is my will that I should be free, but if it is for your sake and for the sake of Christ, I will stay." These are the same words that each of us should have as we go through, not knowing when it is our last moment will be called. Our last breath will be taken from us to take the next breath, God willing, in the presence of a loving and merciful Savior. Let's ask that through your pilgrimage, you enlighten yourselves, and through your return, you might enlighten us when we receive you again. St. Martin of Tours, great patron saint of the Church, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.